your moment. I give you a prophetic word today that it is the set time for favor. I believe that we're coming into a season where we see unprecedented favor. But you must understand with favor, there's a set time for favor. There's a set time for favor. And I believe that the favor, some things that the Lord is saying to me, really almost what I'm sharing with you today probably has to do with the new year, what I feel like the Lord is saying about the new year. But I believe that we're coming into a set time. There is a time, is what Lou Engle said. There is a time. Now is that time. Please hear me. There is a time, and now is that time. And that time releases favor. And in Revelations 3:8, here's some things I feel like the Lord is showing me about this set time of favor. Number one, a set time of favor brings open doors. I believe that we're coming into a time of open doors. And there's some scripture that the Lord has given me. Revelation 3:8 says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. I believe the Lord is saying that we're in a time, a set time, that people who have been faithful and kept his word and have not denied his name, open doors are coming. I need you to understand open doors are coming. Open doors to the nations are coming. Doors are opening to the nations rather quickly. And there are people that I'm looking at that 2017, if you have a desire to go to the nations, 2017 is the year you will do it. Open doors. Doors are opening. We entered a window of time with this last election. We entered a set time of favor. But you must understand that I'm going to teach you some things, first of all, about a set time, and then I'm going to teach you about favor. But we entered a set time. We entered a window of favor, a window of opportunity. Understand that a window of opportunity has been opened to you. Understand that there are doors opening for you. And see, if you don't understand your set time, you won't recognize when doors open. I don't even really know how to deliver you this word other than to tell you we're coming into a season of open doors. A set time. A favor. So I believe that this time that we're in, this favor brings open doors. I believe that favor also brings supernatural increase. Now let me back up and do what the Lord told me to do. So Lord, we thank you right now for open doors. We thank you that doors that have been closed are no longer closed. We thank you, Lord. Doors represent opportunity. We thank you for doors of opportunity being open. We thank you, Lord, for doors of opportunity. We say the doors are open. We say, Lord, all throughout this year, beginning now, you will open doors for us. We won't even have to use our hands in any way. See, this is what it is, folks. This is what I'm seeing. When it supernaturally comes, you don't even have to reach down and turn the knob. The door opens. And he says, come in. We're entering a season of open doors. Then I believe we're entering a season of supernatural increase. These are the scriptures that I believe he's saying. I sent you, John 4:38, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. Deuteronomy 6:10-11. Then it shall come about when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you great and splendid cities, give you cities which you did not build, give you houses full of good things which you did not fill, and hewn cisterns which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, but you eat and are satisfied. I'm trying to tell you prophetically where we are. A set time of favor. which means open doors, which means supernatural increase. Joshua 24:13, I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities which you had not built, and you have lived in them. You are eating of vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. I'm trying to give you the prophetic of the word of the Lord. Father, we declare right now in your name, according to your word, in this set season of favor, that we're going to reap what we have not labored for. Others have labored, and we're going to enter in to the fruitfulness of their labor. We thank you, Lord, that in this set time of favor, that you bring us into the land that you promised us. You bring us into the land of promised destiny. You bring us into the place of prophetic destiny. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you bring us into great and splendid cities which we did not build. We thank you, Lord, for our houses being full of all good things which we did not fill. We thank you for cisterns which we did not dig, but we draw from the wells. We thank you for vineyards and olive trees which we did not plant, but we will eat from them and be satisfied. We thank you, Lord, that you give us land which we have not labored for and cities which we have not built. We thank you that we eat of vineyards and olive groves, which we did not plant. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord is saying the set time to favor her has come. Open doors, supernatural increase, divine relationships. Favor brings you into divine relationships. You don't need everybody to like you. You only need one person. One person liking you can change your life and your family's life forever. I'm going to show you this in Scripture. And I believe that we're in the set time of His favor so that they could notice anybody else on planet Earth, but they're going to notice you. They can bless anybody else on planet Earth, but they're going to choose you. Amen. Father, we say right now there are people out there that can bless ministries all over the place, but they're going to choose us. Yeah. Father, we say right now there are millionaires that are going to choose us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. There are cold people, as cold begins to make a comeback, there are cold people that are going to choose us, Lord. We say it right now. Yeah. The nations are opening. I'm trying to tell you, in the set time of favor, the nations are opening. There must be resources to go to the nations. Lord, we call in resources right now to go to the nations. We call in a bank account with six figures that's set aside only to send people to the nations of the earth. It's not messed with for anything else, Lord. It's called to be put aside so when they say, can you come to our nation? We say, yes, we'll be there. We won't even have to think about money because it'll be sitting there to send. You told us from the foundation of this house, Lord, that it was serving, it was training, and it was sending. And we say we're coming into our appointed time of sending people to the nations, Lord. And resources are coming. We say they're choosing us, Lord. Divine relationships. Divine relationships with people in authority, Lord. Governors and mayors. Coming to the sound of the prophetic word of the Lord. A day like no other. When we find ourselves in the presence of kings and kingdoms. We thank you, Lord, that it is your set time to favor us. You must understand the set time. You must not miss your moment. You must make the right decision at the right time to get the desired result. Open doors. Divine relationships. supernatural increase. Set time. Father, we thank you for the set time, for the appointed time. You own a business or you're self-employed, stand up. Father, we just release right now a realm of increase that has never been seen. Father, we see people that are called to the marketplace almost as if they just walk, they're just picking up money. There's just money all around them for this set time. This is not a selfish set time. This is a time for the nations. Transfer. Divine transfer in the set time. Father, we ask for these businesses, for their mind to be blown by what they begin to see happen. Father, I pray that you would make them. This is what I see. I believe the Lord is going to cause a grace to come onto some people that they're like a magnet for money. What a magnet does, the Lord is just going to begin to pour it on you. If you will pour it out and let him pour it through you, he's going to pour it on you. We thank you for it, Lord. The set time of favor. Lord, we thank you for the set time of favor. Father, we thank you for the enemy that has tried to withstand. You're going to destroy the enemy, and we will see him no more. Windows of heaven, we say, open. Right now, windows of heaven, open. It's the set time for favor. I see the Lord, I see people seeking you out. Seeking, there's a seeking out. People that you don't even know are going to seek you out to bless you. Seek you out to come to certain places. Father, we see it right now. People that we don't even know are going to reach out and say, I want you to come to this place. We thank you, Lord, for a set time. Now, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about a set time. Set time has to do with the word in Scripture called kairos. And I want you to understand, because there's a weight on what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is this time of favor, this window of opportunity, you don't automatically get. You have to position yourself and choose to seize your moment. Don't miss your moment of favor. That's this message. Don't miss your moment of favor. And when you understand kairos, timing with God, you have to understand that it there's a choice that you have to make, because you can miss it. If you don't recognize your moment, you'll miss it. And I really believe that God is positioning some people for a season and a window of great increase. Great blessing. But your kairos moment will require you to make certain choices. And if you make wrong choices, you will miss your kairos. I want you to let the weight of this word sink into you. I'm trying to tell you decisions. You have a choice when kairos comes. Kairos is the right time. It's the proper time. It's the appropriate time for a recurring... No, let me back up. I didn't write that correctly. It's the appropriate time for a non-recurring event. You either get the moment or you miss it. It's gone. God is setting up divine moments, and He does not want us to miss them. Because they're moments that's the proper time that is a non-recurring thing. You either jump in and you get your moment or you miss your moment. It's a season. It's a short-lived season. Set time. We're talking about set time. Set time is Kairos. It's a very short-lived season. The United States of America has been given grace for a very short season. You better hear what I'm telling you. Judgment for America has only been postponed. We've been given. See, all the talking heads can't figure out what happened in the last election. I'm telling you. It's God's set time, a small window to favor America. God is giving the church a set time of favor for a brief period. That's what a set time is. It is a season, a short-lived season. It's a time when conditions are right for the accomplishment of a crucial action. It's the opportune and decisive moment. Decisive moment. I'm trying to tell you that the Kairos has to do with the decisions that you make. You must go through the open door. It may not open again. When the door opens, you better go through it. It's the right time to act. A set time. The right time to act. Now, I believe the Lord is sharing this with me because if you go back and look at last week, I believe the Lord gave you a picture of a Kairos last week. That's why you felt what you felt. I do not know this man from Kenya. He's sitting in my office. Then he's preaching in my church, but when he comes, he says, Kenya is calling you. Now, I'm trying to get you to understand your set time. I'm trying to get you to see that you must make decisions in your set time. See, when the man sat and looked at me at my desk, there was a Kairos looking at me. There was a set time looking at me. The opportune time, the right time for something to open up. It was time for an open door. So when he stepped in here, guess what he said? The nation of Kenya opened to you last Sunday. I didn't try to open the door to Kenya, but I didn't miss my moment. See, some of you will go to Kenya because of Kairos. Because when the set time came and the door opened, the choice was made to see the divine moment. I'm trying to tell you that over the next few years and right now, the Lord is going to bring divine appointments to you. And you have to seize your moment because the set time to favor you has come. You may have been last all your life, but you're coming into a season where you get the best parking spot, where you get the right place at the right time. But you will have to be one who makes the right decision. You cannot let fear hold you back when your Kairos comes. You cannot let fear stop you from stepping into your set time and your set moment. And fear is the number one obstacle that'll keep you from stepping in. I don't know what's going on in here. It's a time when conditions are right for the accomplishment of a crucial action. It's the right time to act. Kairos is an ancient Greek word that means right or opportune moment. You've got to do it at the exact precise moment. It's used to define a specific time that exists between regular time, chronos, a a moment of undetermined period of time in which something unique and special happens. I'm trying to tell you, we're in a set time where something unique and special happens. It's a watershed moment that affects every aspect forevermore of the person's life. Now there's a dual message going on here. I believe this is a message to America. You just witnessed a watershed moment. America will forever be changed based on what just happened. It's a watershed moment. Many things will be changed in the United States of America. It's a kairos. It's a watershed moment. But I'm trying to share with you this morning that the Lord has specific kairos set times for us. Watershed moments in your life are coming. Do you hear me? Watershed moments are coming in your life. I'm going to say it again. Let's look at this again. It affects every aspect forevermore of the person's life. There are things coming that are going to change your life forever. It's going to change and alter the course of your life. And the thing about kairos is it's measured with the nature of time that is defined by quality rather than quantity. Quality. There's a quality of life coming into set time. I believe that this set time of favor is where you have everything to do, you need to do what you were told to do. I don't know how this is going to happen. Let me tell you, it's not here yet. But I believe that this set time of favor is where you have everything you need to do what He's told you to do. Without taking up a special offering. I am telling you, watch for your moment. There are life-altering moments coming to your world in this season. And you must understand, as I'm telling you the nature of kairos, it's an unrecurring moment. You better seize it. Y'all are looking at me strange. I don't know if you're scared or... It's an opportune or seasonable time, the right time. It's a limited period of time. Now, here's what the Lord is telling me about this. Number one, and I've said it over and over, but it's what He's really telling me. It involves decisions. You have to make the right decision at the right time. That's kairos. If you did it at any other time, it wouldn't work. But this window opens where if you do it now, you see this on movies sometimes when they're trying to escape. I mean, I can't think of one right now, but you see it. They have to get the precise thing to happen at the precise moment to survive. I'm trying to tell you that's what kairos is. It's the precise thing. It's the right decision at the immediate right time that releases something that would not have been released otherwise. You have to make, it involves decisions. You have to make the right decision at the right time. If you want to pull up Ruth chapter 1 for me, I never gave you scriptures today. I thought you were prophetic and could figure it out. But I'm going to Ruth today. I'm going to pick up where the apostle was last week and share some things with you. But I need you to understand that this involves decisions and you have to seize your moment. Your set time has to be seized. Many people have a set time and they miss it. You know, you see people like this, they're making decisions, making job decisions, making church decisions. They come to Freedom House sometimes and it's all great. And guess what they do? They just go right back to wherever they were. They missed a set time that would have forever altered their life. Set time. Decision. Seize your moment. Here's another phrase. Now here is kairos. I begin to hear the Lord say this. Kairos is really strike while the iron is hot. And what that means is to take advantage of an opportunity as soon as it exists, in case the opportunity goes away and does not return. Strike while the iron is hot. Oh, I hear you, Lord. So many people will miss their kairos and miss their set time because of fear. Don't let fear keep you from seizing what He's getting ready to give you. Father, I pray for peace right now. I pray for understanding that people would not be able to miss what You are opening up. Some of you, the Lord's going to open a door to you for the nations, and you'll sit on your couch because you're afraid to get in an airplane. Hello? Fear will keep you from your set time. Because it's an opportunity. Strike while the iron is hot. Now let me show you this in Scripture. Let's talk about favor for just a moment. So favor, there's a set time for favor. There's a time when things line up. I believe that the Lord is desiring to do that for this house, where everything just begins to come together. And it causes supernatural things to happen that you can't explain. I want God to do what I can't figure out. I want Him to blow my mind. I want Him to continue to have the heart inside of me that says, I do not have a clue how this happened. I don't know what's going on. I didn't do it, but I'm going to enjoy it. See, that's what I believe He wants to do. He wants to cause things to happen that you say, you just stand back and say, whoo, I'm already doing that, but I don't ever want to change that. I just want to stand back and watch God do whatever He wants to do. Now, I've got a partner with Him. I can't be stupid. That's part of this set time. I've got to make right decisions. So I want to show you this in Scripture, how favor comes and how there is a set time for favor, but we have part to play in favor. What I'm trying to share with you this morning real quickly is our part in favor, because God is speaking prophetically to us that there is a set time of favor coming to us. But just because there is a set time of favor does not mean we'll automatically participate in that. We have to position ourselves, and there are things that we do to access the set time of favor. Ruth chapter 1, verse 1 through 7. Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land. We heard this last week. This whole kairos, be quiet. There was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab, and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judea. Ephrathites. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. She was left with her two sons. They took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. And then Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband. Then she arose. Say then.
Then.
Then she arose. When? Then. Then she arose. Then gives us kairos. She sees the kairos right here. Then, when all this bad stuff happened, famine, loss, death, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited His people. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on their way to return to the land of Judah. What I'm trying to get you to see from this story here is kairos can sometimes be set up by trouble. Sometimes the trouble that comes into your life is actually setting up a kairos. It's bringing you into a set time. Loss, their time of loss was actually setting them up for the greatest thing that they would ever experience. Are you hearing me? It's quiet. Sometimes your season of loss and trouble indicates that you're entering a set time of favor. They would have never left where they were if there was not famine and death. But what's actually going on, they might have been rebuking the devil here. But what's actually going on is a set time, a favor is opening up. You might get in a fetal position when you and Bessie break up. But your season of loss is only opening you up a set time of favor. This often happens in relationships. So that your greatest season of loss actually puts you on the course for your greatest time of favor. Verse 8, and Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they're grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." They lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So they both went until they came to Bethlehem. And when they had come to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi? You just witnessed a set moment." You witness two people come to a set time of favor. One missed it. One got it. One did not recognize the moment. I'm trying to talk to you about favor. So we see that Orpah missed her mama. Don't miss your mama. Now, what was it again? It's a decision made at the opportune time that determines favor. Set time for favor. Decisions. A decision made at the opportune time determined favor. The rest of Ruth's life was set right here at this point of decision. It was the opportune time. Let's go back to the definition now. It forever changed the course of her life. A watershed moment happened here in her mundane everyday life. Are you hearing me? And what I'm trying to get you to see is that faithfulness comes from favor comes from decisions. You're going to have to make the right decision at the right time to step into the realm of favor and the set time of favor. You'll have to make a choice. I remember for so long, I looked at the same 15 people. And finally, we really hit the big time. We got up to 35 or 40. And the checkered floors and the bathrooms in the sanctuary and flushing going on during preaching. And in the back of my mind, there was this nagging. I kept hearing, could it be that I'm holding God up? Could it be that I'm the one holding I'm asking Him for something that I've not made a decision to open up to me. And this would just keep going through my mind, and I'd go get another job. And it would suck. And then I would search for another job, trying to return to my former greatness as a salesperson. When your season's up, your season's up. And I kept hearing this in the back of my mind. I wonder if I'm holding God up. So there came a moment, a kairos. There came a set time of favor. I heard the Lord tell me, quit your job, go to Mexico. Can't spell Mexico. Can't speak Spanish. Don't know anything about Mexico. Well, along about that time comes the Bluefield Renewal. Bluefield Renewal's going on, people coming from all over the place. And I said, well, Lord, if you're telling me this, I will tell no one. This one's staying on the shelf. I will not utter this to a soul. Now quit your job and go to Mexico. We're having a Bluefield Renewal, and I'm praying in tongues over someone, and somebody walks up and says, do you know you were speaking perfect Spanish?
No.
By the way, would you like to go to Mexico? I'm trying to tell you about a set time. So the entire time the Lord had been dealing with me about, you're holding me up. I'd like to send you tons of people. But you keep holding on to the old season. You're not seizing the moment. So I said, all right, I get it. That's it. Thank God my wife agreed. Let me tell you, I have done things she didn't agree with. It's not worked out good usually. But immediately. How in the world are you going to have the money to be a full-time pastor? Folks, I'm telling you, immediately. People came from everywhere. They've never stopped coming. They've never stopped since then. There's somebody new in here almost every Sunday and has been for months. And guess what? It was a Kairos moment. God was saying there's a door. You have to walk through the door to get what I'm giving you. You can't miss your set time. And folks, I'm telling you immediately, money to pay my salary came. There was all these people that came. Not just any people, tithe-paying people. There is not a person in this place that I have ever asked to pay tithes. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at double people. And they just keep coming, and they pay tithes. When? At the exact, precise moment that I moved. Do not miss your set time. Seize your moment. I mean, this is a blessed place. This is the best church. Amen. Anywhere. You'll not convince me otherwise. Not because I'm partial, it's just a fact. Because the Lord didn't just send me people, He sent me seasoned people. He sent me people that have been faithful for years. Moment to move. Oh, I hear you, Lord. I will say it. See, your kairos will not, your set time of favor will not just affect you. If you've been blessed by this house, you could still be at that miserable church you used to be at. You could still be watching Charles Stanley on TV on Sunday morning. But see, my moving caused your life to change because you couldn't get in your place until I got in mine. I'm talking about a set time of favor and decisions. Wow. And the next thing I want you to see here about Ruth, gosh, there's not enough time in the day. The thing about favor is faithfulness is the key to favor. Orpah left. Ruth said, where you go, I'm going. Ruth found Boaz, Orpah didn't. The key to the divine moment of favor is faithfulness. If you cannot remain faithful, you'll miss your season of favor. Hello. And then we also find here, I'm trying to talk to you about favor now. Faithfulness is a key to favor. Decisions are a key to favor. Relationship, divine connection is a key to favor. Favor does not just happen on your own. The door will open through a relationship every time. Are you hearing me? Favor comes through relationship. Through connection. Yep. The person you're ignoring might be the very person God sent to bless you. Oh, I will say it, Lord. Sometimes the Lord sends people into your life for just a season to bless you, and then they're no longer in your life. You may have the worst falling out you've ever had with them, but the Lord is still going to use them for an opportunity. Opportune moment and season in your life. Hello? The door to favor opens through relationship. So we know that Ruth ended up being with the kinsman, Boaz, kinsman redeemer, but right here's where the decision was made. Two places I'm showing you. One, decision. Two, faithfulness. She remained faithful. There was a supernatural connection between her and Naomi. If you're going to get your season of favor, it will come through a connection, and you will be challenged as to whether or not to stay hooked up in the right place. And sometimes you have to choose to do it when your good friends are staying where they are. There was relationship broken to get favor. She chose to break a relationship. Connections. Relationship. Faithfulness. One relationship can open the door to your destiny. I'll tell this story. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I got a few more minutes. We're going to eat spaghetti. You're going to give us $530 for our spaghetti to raise money for. We need $530 to pay for hotels. This is the best spaghetti you have ever eaten. It's golden spaghetti. Okay, now let's go back and talk about Kairos. I'm trying to get you to see that you must seize the moment. I'm minding my own business in my house. I don't know who Ryan LaStrange is. Someone tells me who Ryan LaStrange is. I'm trying to mind my own business and go to sleep. I'm trying to get you to seize the moment. And the Lord begins to speak to me and says, I want you to contact Ryan LaStrange, whom you don't know, and I want you to ask him to come to Bluefield. And when he does, when he comes to Bluefield, it will signal a shift and things will never be the same. I'm like, okay, yeah, right. Too much pizza. It doesn't go away. Finally, I start to weep and cry. I'm just crying. I'm like, all right, Lord, you win. You're not going to let me sleep otherwise, so I'll do it. So I send an email. I'm trying to talk to you about a set time, a moment, a window. And so I send it, and then I wake up the next morning, and I'm saying, you are the biggest idiot on the earth, planet Earth. This man's going to think you are a nut. which I am, but I try to hide it as much as I can for people I don't know. And he sends a message back and says, I'll be glad to come. Well, that probably took about 2 years after that. But what I did is this. They had a conference coming up not too long after that. I don't do good at these things. I'm not one who, I want to go into a corner and never tell you that I know anything or I can preach. Just leave me alone. Let me get in my corner with my notebook and write down what you say. And it stretched me. So I went, and I went up, and they were having a luncheon, and I went and I introduced myself, and I'd rather be shot. Just so happens that the speaker that was there, whom I met while I was there, was John Polis. So I started thinking, Lord, what are you? Are you? I mean, I started just to vaguely see an outline of something. And it probably took about 2 years, and then finally when Ryan showed up, when we had meetings here in Bluefield, it was the divine moment. Things completely shifted. This place filled up. It just, all of a sudden, something happened. I'm trying to tell you about seizing the moment. I'm telling you about making decisions. I'm telling you about being faithful. We waited on y'all for a long time. We were faithful. Faithfulness brings you to your moment. Now, I want to read just a couple more things. I want you to get the principles. Are you getting the principles of favor, relationship, connection, faithfulness, decision in a precise moment? Your decision at a fork in the road will determine your season of favor. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I might find favor. What's she looking for? Favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz. She just happened. She just happened to come to the very field of someone who had the authority to bring total restoration. I said she just happened to show up right in the field of the person. No, she stepped into a set time way back there on the road when Orpah went this way and she went this way. She began to cause her season of favor. Get this message right here, folks. Get what I'm trying to tell you right here. She just happened to get on Boaz's field. Really? No, she didn't just happen to. The decision was made in her Kairos moment a long time ago. Are you hearing me? Don't miss your moment. And so, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, may the Lord be with you. And they said to him, may the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in the charge of the reapers? Whose young woman is this? The servant in charge of the reapers replied, she is the young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab. And she said, please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. Thus she came and has remained from the morning until now. She has been sitting in the house for a little while. Then Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field. Uh-oh, you're in the right place. The reason you're in the right place is because you had a watershed moment when you made the decision to step into your set time. You didn't miss your set time. He's saying, don't go into any other field. I want you to stay in this field. Do not glean in another field. Do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. You have protection in your set time of favor. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink what the servants draw. Are you seeing this favor? Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said, why? Listen. Why have I found favor in your sight that you take notice of me since I am a foreigner? Why? I'm trying to get you to see what causes the set time of favor. What causes favor to come to you? She said, why are you giving me favor? He says, all that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother in the land of your birth and came to people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. Then she said, I have found favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and indeed spoken kindly of your maidservant, though I am not like one of yours. She said, why am I getting favor? Serving. Serving opens the door to favor. Clearly, he said, all that you've done for your mother-in-law, the serving that you have done, caused me to choose you. Are you hearing me? Your set time of favor will come sometimes through the door of service. The commode you clean today may be the business you own tomorrow. The person you are kind to, who is dressed with holes in their jeans and a t-shirt on, driving an 80-some model beat-up vehicle, may very well be the one to write the check to cancel the debt in your life. The door to favor opens through being a servant. She served Naomi. Folks, it's obvious she served Naomi when it was not, there was obviously nothing in it for her, because Naomi couldn't have any sons. Very few people are willing to serve if they're not going to get anything out of it. But the door to favor opens when you serve. I need you to hear something. I hear the Lord saying it. Sometimes it's not even the person that you serve, but you cause something to begin to be released. You served somebody, but you go down the road and you get something that from someone else. Why? Because you operated in a spiritual principle. That's why we must become people who serve. Because the service you do down here opens a door for you over here sometimes. Service. I'm going to move quick. Then in Ruth chapter 3, it says, so she asked Naomi what to do. And Naomi said, go down to the threshing floor, and when Boaz comes in, sit at his feet. So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law commanded her. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't really like to do what my mother-in-law tells me to do. Who in here really wants to be bossed around by your mother-in-law? I've got a good one, don't get me wrong, but I still don't want her to tell me what to do. It says she commanded her and told her what to do. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came secretly and uncovered his feet and lay down. It happened in the middle of the night that the man was startled and bent forward. What was she doing? She was at his feet. Uncovered feet. Shoo, Lord. And behold, a woman was lying at his feet. He said, who are you? And she said, I am Ruth, your maid. So spread your covering over your maid, for you are a close relative. She was telling him here, you, the other manual says, or scripture says, you're a kinsman redeemer. You are my redeemer. She's at his feet all night and says, you are my redeemer. You have shown, now listen what he says. He said, may you be blessed of the Lord, my daughter. You have shown your last kindness to be better than the first by not going after young men, whether poor or rich. Now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you whatever you ask, for all the people in the city know that you are a woman of excellence. Your reputation can cause you to get favor or not get favor. She did all, I want you to see some things about favor now. What have we learned? Decisions, faithfulness, relationship. She did all her mother commanded her. Responding correctly to authority leads to favor. Being teachable and receiving direction and instruction are keys to favor. She responded to authority. She did what she was commanded. But not only, she had to be teachable because her mother-in-law told her exactly what to do and she went and did it. Now you know, just because you're human, when people tell you to do something, your response is, why? Why? I don't understand why they want me to do this. You've been on jobs all your life and you've grumbled about your boss telling you to do something. I don't understand why we have to do this. Don't make sense. She did what she was commanded. Unfortunately, sometimes the people who are leaders over us see things and know things that we don't know that they can't tell us. And she didn't argue. She did what was commanded. She was teachable. She learned. I'm trying to tell you how the door of favor opens. Get wisdom from those more experienced than you. Remember, we keep coming back to this. I said a couple weeks ago, I know what I don't know. When you know what you don't know, that's a good place to be because you seek someone out that does know it. But we'll have to shut up and do what they say. So Boaz in Ruth 4:13, Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife and he went into her and the Lord enabled her to conceive and she gave birth to a son. I'm going to back up here again and there was something lost in that scripture previously. He come to her and said, you could have went after. I think we might miss this right here. The whole time Ruth was not in it for herself. Ruth had no problem getting married again. You think there weren't some eligible bachelors that she could have gotten? She never forgot Naomi. She never got into selfishness. She could have went and got another husband and had a great life. She went to Boaz because of her heart of servanthood and compassion for Naomi. Serving opens the door to favor. Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap and became his nurse. The neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, a son has been born to Naomi. And they named him Obed. And Obed was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David, from which Jesus Christ's lineage would come. Way back on the road when the set moment came. When the Kairos moment came. One went back, one seized her moment, and from her lineage came the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your place of opportunity because one decision brings you into a set time. Let's look at it as we close again. What is a set time? It is a moment, it is a watershed moment that affects every aspect forevermore of your life. Way back on that road when Orpah went this way and Ruth went this way, she determined her future in one decision. Don't miss your moment. The Lord is bringing us in to a set time of favor, Don't expect it to last forever, because the set time is for a season, a small window, a small season of opportunity. It will involve decisions. Make the right ones. Strike while the iron is hot. Remain faithful. Be a servant. Remain under authority. Think of others, not just yourself. These are keys to walk in divine favor.